following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Daily Devo. You know, I was thinking about taking our life into our own hands. You know, if you're climbing on a steep rock face, you know, your friends, your family, your mom for sure is going to say, you're taking your life into your own hands. Or if you're driving down the freeway and you're going too fast, you're diving in and out of traffic, you're taking your life into your own hands. But let me ask you this, do you know God? Do you know His Son, Jesus? Does the Spirit of God dwell within you? You know, in Philippians 1:27, Paul writes this, Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the truth, for the faith of the gospel. So, what's your life worth? What's your life worth? Well, anything's worth what someone's willing to pay for it. What was the price God paid for you? So live a life that's commensurate with the price that was paid for you. God put a high value on our lives. So live a life that's valuable. Don't devalue yourself by the way that you live, by the way that I live. We want to value our life because of the value that He puts upon it, right? If we have a light view of our sin, you know what? We also have a light view of the price paid for our sin. Jesus paid a high price because God values us. Since God highly values us, let's not devalue ourselves in the way that we live and the sins that we allow. So, how do we live a life of value? Well, you stand up. You don't have to stand tall, but you do have to stand up, right? Philippians 1:28 says, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. Paul writes, stand fast, not in any way terrified by your adversaries. Our adversary is the devil. And that's pretty terrifying, right? Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, just that statement makes me a little afraid. This kind of reminds me when I was a kid and my dad said, get that look off your face. How do I do that? Right? He says, I command you not to be afraid. I command you to be of good courage. I'm like, how do I do that, Lord? But, you know, my enemy is powerful, much more powerful than I am. How can I not be terrified? How can I not be afraid? You know, the last sentence shows us how we can be courageous. The last sentence says, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So, we face many adversaries. The world is our adversary, our own flesh is our adversary, and the world and the devil is our adversary, right? 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter says this, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast unto the end. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So how do we deal with this adversarial relationship? Well, the first thing is we're not alone. We're not alone. Our brothers and our sisters in the Lord are with us. The Lord God is with us. We seek God because we know the power of God, and we seek others because we know the power of prayer. Ephesians 6 says this, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. You don't have to stand tall, but you do have to stand up. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Notice that this armor is God's armor. It's not our truth. Our truth has gotten us into the mess that we're in. It's His truth. It's not our righteousness, but His righteousness. His gospel, His good news. It's His helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit and His shield of faith. Sometimes we think we've got a small amount of faith, but God doesn't give us a little shield. He gives us a full body shield, a shield so big it protects you from here, where your life is in your own hands, all the way to heaven, where your life is in His hands. John 10 says this, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. For no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." What did Jesus say when He died on the cross? The last thing He said when He died on the cross, He said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having this, He breathed His last. That's in Luke 23. We have something in common with Jesus. We too will breathe our last. The only question is, where will you commit your spirit? Will you commit it to your own care, where you're taking your life into your own hands? How do I commit my spirit to God? How did Jesus commit it? Well, He prayed. But we are different than Jesus. He was without sin. And you and I, well, we're without excuse, right? We need forgiveness that only He can give. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." So whereas Jesus is in the Father's hand, we must be in Jesus' hand. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." Is there anyone out there listening to Him, hearing Him? If you hear Him, then follow Him. To those who follow Him, He gives four great promises. He gives eternal life. They will never perish. No one can snatch you out of His hand, and no one can snatch you out of the Father's hands. That's four big promises right there. So the title of this message was Taking Your Life Into Your Own Hand, but the truth of God is we need to take the reins out of our hands and we need to place them in the Father's hands. You know, we've been walking on a sharp cliff face and we're not tied off. We've been driving like maniacs on the road of life. We need to take our lives out of our hands and place them into God's hands. And if they're in God's hands, then stand tall. Take courage, because God is with you. Open your heart to Him, because His hand is open to you. This has been Dwight with another Daily Devo. Be well and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life.